Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with another Rain After Show here, and we've got a very big special announcement, so stay tuned for episode 5.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Rain. We have Alina Vision.
Woo-woo! What's up, guys? I'm so excited. I loved this episode. And you guys can all follow me on all social media at Alina Vision.
That's right. Yes. And we've got a lot to discuss.
Yes.
We've got, you know, by popular demand, we've got a great Castle Corner coming up to later in the show. We've got a big announcement.
Yes.
I'm not going to announce it now. However, I'm also not going to announce it at the end. I'm going to announce it somewhere in the show.
So tricky.
That way you can't just you can't just skip from here and then go to the end. You got to just listen to the show because the show is wonderful.
Exactly, involved with the show. I like the way you think, Phil.
But I promise you, it's an announcement that you will not want to miss.
Absolutely.
So it's worth sticking around for. But hey, so is the after show.
Yes.
We got a lot to discuss. Highland Games. This episode is called A Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah.
You know, I like it. We eliminated England, and we get to dive a little bit deeper into France and Scotland. So I'm enjoying it. I like that.
I really, really enjoyed this episode. I think, like you said, you could really get into both cities and see what's going on, especially like with Charles in France and then with Mary and Darnley in Scotland. And yes, this is one of my favorite episodes so far of this season.
It was very emotional.
Yes.
Let's start with the biggest emotion of all, true love. Claude and Leigh.
Yes.
You know what? We took a bit of a hiatus, not by our own doing, but the show for Vampire Diaries, they had an extended season finale, so congrats to Vampire Diaries on the CW. But, you know, this was the burning question. We had speculated, what does Luke do?
Yeah.
Because it was on him. And you know what? I said what he should do.
Right.
And is he a good guy?
He's a good guy. He is a good guy. I was so happy that he didn't turn out to be like his father, Narcisse. Like, he actually did want to do the right thing. And he's like, you know, if she's in love with this guy, like, she should be with him because eventually, like, I want to be with somebody who loves me that much. Now, what it turned out to be in the end, like, you know, is another story. But I'm so glad that he turned out to be a good guy, unlike his dad. His dad, we're seeing, is going back to his old ways of being, you know, kind of conniving, wanting the power. And Luke is a thumbs up guy.
Here's what's so interesting, and we always knew this, so it's not like a surprise, but how similar Catherine and Narcisse are, because remember earlier in the season, Catherine did the same thing to Claude in the sense of, like, act surprised. What? Oh!
Oh, yeah, exactly. I totally
Luke's did
forgot
the same
about
thing.
That.
He's like, oh, that's good. That's good that you didn't know.
Wow.
I didn't know!
Yeah. I totally had forgotten about that.
They're so manipulative.
I mean, yeah, Catherine and Narcisse are very, very similar, obviously, in their ways and, you know, manipulating power and how they go about things. But I was glad that he went and he told Claude exactly what happened and what was going on and really tried to have them actually be together. Like, he was willing to lie, saying that they never consummated their relationship. That way, you know, they can get an annulment. And, yeah, I mean, that's definitely something Narcisse would not do and did not want him to do.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
We'll backtrack in a bit, and we'll talk specifically Leigh and Claude. But, you know, in terms of Luke's actions towards the end, he said, like, hey, let's have an open marriage. It'll be beneficial for me, obviously, but you get to be with the... What's your take on that?
I was like, wow, they took it there. Open relationship. Okay. Yeah, I just knew from the get-go that wasn't going to work. Because what guy, if you're in love with a girl, you're not going to want to share. I mean, some people can't. I don't know. But it's just, for that trio dynamic, I don't see that working. Because eventually people are going to find out. I mean, come on. It is French court. People are going to find out. The walls have ears. You know?
Yeah, I mean, even if people couldn't find it, the tough part, obviously, from Leigh is it's not like you could just have an open marriage and, like, have this facade, like, she's got to have kids.
Exactly.
That means...
Exactly.
consummating something.
Exactly. And then, even if it is your kid, you don't have claim to that kid, and then it's like, even more of a mess. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just an, yeah, no. Mm-mm.
And it's just, you know, whatever kid that she could have in secret. Well, who's it? Is it really?
Who's the daddy?
This is...
It's getting into some Maury Povich, like, right there. Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah. I just didn't see that working out. And I didn't see Laith going for it.
No, not at all.
No.
Ah, poor Laith. Yeah. This poor guy, he's been through so much. He's fought... And, you know, we wondered sort of how he would do this, and he had a good explanation of, like, I didn't know that... I forget his name, I'm sorry. But that right. he died, mm-hmm. and so any message that he was sent was potentially in danger.
Exactly.
Yada, yada. So, it fit quite well, and mm-hmm. he got the... Laith! He's such a tragic character.
It's just like he can never get... the girl, you know? Like, he gets them, he gets their heart sometimes, except for Greer. She gave him his heart, but it's just like he gets this close every single time, and then something comes and happens, and yeah, he's a total tragic character. Just feel bad for him. Like, I just want him to be happy and in love and with the person.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, obviously, Luke shifted, but it was nice to see that at initially that Luke... And he didn't want this.
Right.
You know, and so that trio, they don't want this at all.
Right.
And they're being manipulated by a Narcisse.
Exactly. And I really wonder how it's all going to turn out. Like, what's going to happen? Like, I don't want Catherine to do anything to Luke.
Well, that's where I was going. That is that card where can Claude just be like, all right, Mom.
Exactly.
I'm going to play that card.
Oh,
go ahead. You said you can get rid of a husband. Let's do that.
Oh my goodness, I really hope it doesn't go that way, because if it was somebody like Narcisse, I'd be like, okay, you know, maybe, because he can be conniving. But this guy, it seems like he has a good heart. Like, his apple fell really far from his father's tree. So I really hope that that card doesn't get played.
Is there a way to fake a death? And then give him some money, and he goes off and does something. I mean, it's tough, because you got to live somewhere, and then how do you just accrue another name for yourself of wealth?
Leave the country.
Yeah, but again, you don't want to live in poverty.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know how these things work back then.
Neither do I. We'll have to see. I'm really interested to see how that all plays out, because you know this situation is going to have some sort of end, and it's not. I don't think it's going to be too pretty.
No.
Yeah.
And they just can't, even Laith, like, he just, knowing what he knows, he just couldn't just drop everything and just love her. Like, he could not even embrace her. I mean, partly it was the wounds, but it was another wound as well.
Yeah. And then when he touched her ring, I was like, ooh, salt in the wound. Yeah. Poor guy.
Indeed. So that'll be interesting. But how about this? I'll do the announcement now.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, unless you told me not to.
Let's wait a little bit.
All right, one more storyline.
One more storyline, yes.
All right, so let's talk about Charles.
Okay.
You know, poor Charles. He's just so haunted by what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it seems like, from my perspective, he's starting to make amends and try to come to grips with this. You know, obviously Narcisse and Catherine are telling him, okay, we just need to create a facade. You need to go out, face the people.
Right.
And they just don't believe it. It's a tough sell.
It is a tough sell. And it's just sad for him that all the townspeople think, you know, he's this monster who's doing all these bad things. I was happy to see his character a little bit more, and the fact that we were able to dive further into that and find out exactly kind of what's going on with him. But it kind of was weird at the end when he left the cave, too, and just ran off. What did you make of that whole scenario? Like, where is he going? What's going on here?
Well, I think he's just going into another cave of sorts.
Yeah.
Maybe not literal, but you get what I mean. And it's interesting, like, it's not that he's haunted by what he did necessarily. He's haunted by Catherine and Henry's past, ultimately.
Right.
And, you know, in an interesting way, Francis sort of avoided that.
Very true. In an unlucky
way, of course.
Right.
But yeah, Charles has had to live with that, and now, you know, he just can't. And so I mean, at least Lisa, just, you know, all the things that we've been saying to her, at least she's, like, I don't know, coherent.
True.
Whereas the repercussions of Catherine's actions to Charles, I mean, that's what it's led to.
Right.
And it's very sad.
Yeah.
And I think she kind of knows it, but at the same time, she hasn't admitted it to him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most, and maybe that's what it'll take to prevent it, you know, is just her, I don't know, simple sorry. Obviously, it can't be simple, but.
Right, yeah. I was glad when he was able to go in front of the townspeople and actually try to, even though it was kind of an act, but it was really sad that, you know, the villagers didn't take it and it became a mob mentality. And I don't know where that leaves him as far as wanting to be king now that he sees, you know, his people turn against him.
Well, I think, you know, it's one of those cliche things that he didn't believe it.
Right.
So then how could they?
Right, exactly.
And I think that's part of the problem. So, you know, I don't know how do you get away from that. You know, I don't know, maybe it is the truth sets you free and people just find out what a monster he really is, and it's not a good situation.
No.
And unfortunately, I have, if I was on the Privy Council, I got nothing to give.
It is what it is at that point. Yeah.
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 You know, so I feel for him.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it comes, you know, and it sucks because obviously Claude, in her own way, needs Charles as well.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there's a lot bigger matters at hand than just the marriage.
Exactly. It kind of feels like, obviously, the whole kingdom needs him. Claude definitely does. Now, what do you think? Do you think he'll have any type of reaction if he does come back to court to Claude's whole situation? Or is it just going to be kind of pushed away to the side?
I think he'll have a reaction. I mean, I think he'll, if anything, he'll just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's anything, like, he can at least help his sister.
That's true. Right.
So, you know, I think he would do that for her. But matters of state, as they call it, I don't think he's interested or cares.
No.
Like, he just doesn't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
So, it's quite sad. All right, so we're going to shift gears and go to Scotland, unless there's anything else.
I thought you were going to do...
We are. We're going to...
Okay.
And you know what? We have three special guests.
Yes.
Next week.
Yes.
That is the announcement. Now, I'll give you two of them right now.
Okay.
The third one will follow later.
Okay.
So we have writers Drew Lindau and Wendy Riss.
So excited to talk to them.
That's right. And I hope I pronounced their names right. Please forgive me if I didn't. I could barely say Alina's name for like the first 12 years.
So true.
So two of the writers of episode 6 will be here with us. We're very excited to have them. There's a third guest.
Yeah.
But we're going to tease that
in
a little bit.
So if you guys have any questions for them, be sure to tweet at us so we can ask them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or also, what's cool is that the Rain Writers actually have their own Twitter,
at
Rain Writers.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. So you can sort of chat with them. They love to chat.
Yeah.
It's great.
They are awesome. They're super awesome.
So it'll be fun to get their perspective on all of this. And stay tuned for the third and final guest.
It's a good one.
All right, so we're over in Scotland. Let's start with Emily.
Okay.
That's a sort of simple storyline, but very complicated nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Mary's brother wants to sort of literally divorce himself of this.
Yeah.
For her protection as well as his. And just when he admits to doing that, there comes Emily.
Yeah, ready. She comes in hot.
She does.
Yeah.
It was a good explanation. She's like, you know, basically scripture says that just thoughts are sinful as well. I'm already going to hell.
So might as well have fun doing it.
Yeah.
And he took it. He took the bait. Of course. Of course he did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Nobody can know about that. If that gets out to John Knox, it's no good.
But it's interesting because I think, like, in his own I really want to go back. In his own weird way, he kind of told Mary. Mm-hmm. Because he found out more information.
Right.
So, you're continuing to have a relationship with her. On some level, Mary's going to put the pieces together. Does Mary not include... can't tell anybody?
No, I thought that he did tell... He did tell Mary, didn't he, when he arrived to the boxing match? She was like, where were you?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Like, you broke your own promise.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think she cares that much. She's probably like, oh, okay. I mean, if you're still getting information, and hopefully nobody else knows, then it's probably all good. Just keep it on the DL.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're Emily, right, put yourself in her position, and somehow you find out that Mary knows.
Oh.
How do you trust him?
Yeah, you don't. You don't trust him at that point.
I mean, James.
I mean, I don't even know if I would have, if I were her, if I would have trusted him to begin with, knowing who my husband is and that whole situation. I mean, is she that naive?
She's a double agent. She's luring him in.
Exactly. And then she's going to get information from him. No, I think he's too smart for that. But...
Listen, once things get involved, men become dumb.
That's true. That is so true. So true.
So...
Phil, you speak truths.
I'm willing to admit.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's going to keep on using this relationship, but I have a feeling somebody's going to find out.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think so, too. All right, our third and final guest is Megan Follows. All right, moving on. What did he just say?
Oh, my God.
What did he just say?
Rewind?
That's right.
Yes.
You guys have been guessing on Twitter who could possibly be showing up, and you guys have been begging to get her in because she is the director of the next episode. Yes. Obviously, she's Catherine. So we're going to have her.
Yes. Ask and you shall receive.
That's right.
There you go.
And you know what? We haven't booked Mary yet for the show. Mm-hmm. But you know what? She's been interacting on Twitter with us. So keep doing things can come.
Exactly. So excited.
That's
about
right.
About next week.
So you got your wish. We got our wish.
Yes.
This is a very exciting time, you know? So we wish it could have been sooner, but nonetheless, hey.
It's happening, and that's all that matters.
That's right.
Yeah.
So very excited to talk with her. And that'll be fun. That'll be a blast. And Keaton's going to make a comeback.
Woo, Keaton! It's going to be a full house.
That's right. We'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And tweet at them what their favorite castle is.
There you go.
These are the important questions in life.
What is your favorite castle? Yes.
All right. Let's talk about Greer.
Okay.
You know, it's something that we've been sort of speculating about Castle Roy, and the worst of news, at least in my opinion, dropped.
Yeah.
He's in love with somebody else.
I mean, she did have a kid with somebody else.
She did.
You know, so I thought her reaction was, I don't know, fair, I guess you could say. I mean, even though she is Catholic, and Catholics, you know, supposedly don't believe in divorce, especially at that time, and he was Protestant, the fact that she was like, you know, I want you to go be happy and live your life, I thought, oh, okay. That's, I don't know, I agreed with her on that point. Because it's like, why have somebody be with you when their heart is somewhere else, you know?
Yeah. I think, you know, you sort of have to dive into their relationship. I mean, she initially didn't love him, so they've been through the ringer,
exactly.
As I say. And, you know, I think she's finally realizing, like, this is, you know, she thought being with him would make him happy because that's what he always wanted. Mm-hmm. And now she can give him something that'll make him happy, and
exactly.
So she wants to do that, and I think, you know, being a mistress or a madame,
a madam, yeah,
yeah.
madame, if you're fancy, yes,
showed her that she could be self-sufficient in a way. Not that she has to go back to that line of work, but you know, she can
take care
Mary.
Of her own,
yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
So, you know, why keep him unhappy?
there's no point. And if she, and it's making her unhappy, and then her child is going to grow up seeing unhappiness. It's like, just, yeah, just let him go.
But it's sad.
It is sad. It is sad. It definitely is sad. But I think now they both have a chance, hopefully, at happiness. Yeah.
Poor old Castro. He never won.
No. But I always thought it was kind of a, I don't know, I guess odd couple, because, not odd, but you could tell she wasn't really in love with him, especially at the beginning. It was more of just like, I have to marry, you know, somebody of a certain stature. And then, yes, she did fall in love with him. But I don't know. For some reason, there's always a rub for me with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in a weird way, this does open the door for James, which you guys on Twitter.
Oh, so true.
Oh, my goodness.
So true. But now, do you think he's going to fall for Emily?
I think he's already fallen for Emily.
I don't know if he's fallen or if he's just testing the waters, I guess you could say.
He's like tasting wine. He's just like, let me see if I like this wine.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll buy the bottle
soon.
But not quite yet.
Yeah.
I'll just buy the glass for now.
Yeah. See, I don't think James will get in a full-fledged relationship with Emily of any sort because, A, she's married, and, B, she's married. So, okay. It's like, where is that going
to
go?
So, Greer it is?
Maybe.
But listen,
I would kind of like to see that.
For Greer's sake, I don't want her to just be the default.
True. She needs to be number one.
Come on.
Exactly.
Okay, this is what's gotten us in trouble in the past. Greer, you marry for love.
Exactly.
You know,
I like that.
So, especially we already got Mary, who's marrying someone that isn't necessarily for love. I mean, we'll talk about that. But so, I think if nothing else, in order for this to be
right,
Castle Roy is going off to marry someone he loves. Greer's doing the right thing, but let her find her own love.
Somebody needs to find love on this show right now, between like Castle Roy, Claude, Mary. At least have Greer marry for love.
Yeah. You know, it's not that they haven't found love.
Right.
It's that there's just these weird walls that keep popping up. You're like, what?
Road Where did block, this come from? Roadblock. Roadblock. Yeah.
So, yeah. Quite interesting.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the marriage to end all marriages. Darnley and Mary.
Yeah.
The big speculation was who wrote that letter. And did Darnley actually do it? He admits it. He admits it. That's it. Yep. I did it. What did you think of that?
I thought he admitted to burning down... Oh, yeah, the burning down the house.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. I knew that he did it, obviously. I thought he did. And how he was so truthful and brazen about it? Okay, I mean, I think that's just part of his character, you know? Just like, yeah, I'll say it if I did it. And he laid out the reasons why. And he's like, you know, I need respect from your people, and they weren't going to give it to me unless I was somehow a hero. Do I think it's honorable? No. Not at all. There were people in that house. And then, you know, it sets up that kind of truth dynamic between them, like, honesty. Like, how is Mary ever going to really trust him that he's telling the truth? And then we saw that play out throughout the episode. Like, she was constantly doubting him.
Well, that's the weird thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he hid the truth.
Right.
Here's the thing. You know, he wasn't blackmailed into the truth. He wasn't cornered into the truth. Like, he went out and he basically said it the same as he might as well have said, like, yeah, what a lovely day. Oh, by the way, I did that. So, I don't think it's a matter of truth. I think it's just more of a matter of motive.
True.
But, you know, I think in this instance... I think she realizes that Darnley's right in terms of he needs to win the people over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this scenario of today's episode, if you're going to do it in any sort of way, do it to someone who can sort of A, defend himself.
Right.
B, is asking for it. Whereas, you know, what rubbed her the wrong way, as you said, that's an innocent family, that's a house.
Right, yeah.
That will accomplish the goal, but let's do it in better terms. And so I think Mary, if she's going to bend the rules on anything, okay, let's do it with this guy.
Yeah.
Who's a little arrogant prick.
No kidding. What did you think about the whole fight dynamic, especially how she ended up helping him out in the end and bending the rules.
I think good for her. No, you know, I think as they said, they put on quite a good show, and you know, mm-hmm. I think these are things, as I highlighted, that she realized, you know, and it's just one of those things. It's not necessarily fighting dirt. I think he's the one who started it, and so he's getting a taste of his own medicine.
Right.
That's what I call it. You know, mm-hmm. had he not done certain things, I don't think Mary would have ever gone for it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it'll just be interesting to see the dynamic of their marriage and how that works. Because I don't think he's done bending the rules for anything, any sort of thing. And I don't think she'll be okay with all the bending of the rules he'll probably do.
I'd like to think that he'll be a slightly better man. I mean, because especially, here's the thing, because then that's, to me, the reason why I don't like that is then it's questioning Mary's judgment, because one of the things she says, you're not like your father, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the conclusion we come to at the end. And so, and the other big lesson that Greer was teaching her, I think Mary and Greer were teaching each other ultimately, was just give him a chance.
Right.
You know, and so she did give him a chance. So I just don't want Mary to have egg on her face at the end of this. Essentially,
right?
You know, because
we don't want that, but you never know.
Come on, why is Mary gotta get back on her face?
No, because I just think it's kind of built into his character. I mean, if that's just how he does things, that's just how he does things. Hopefully, he doesn't, but we'll see. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like to think there's better future and a better Darnley in there.
There we go. Keeping it positive.
That's right.
Yes.
If nothing else, Will, who portrays him, who obviously
super nice guy. So, like, super cool, super nice guy. Yeah.
I like to think he was, you know, I don't know.
Exactly. Good actor. Great actor. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think there's goodness in Darnley. And if there's anyone who can help change him, it's Mary. That's what I want to believe.
Okay.
That's the reality I choose to live in.
Okay, I'll hop on that train with you. I hope that he's a good guy.
Okay.
But I got like 1 foot off. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, that's what's so fun. Like, that's, you know, it's interesting. Like, you have someone like Narcisse and Catherine, who, in objective terms, are the world's worst human beings.
Right.
And yet, just because they're like that, we can love them. But when there's any shade of gray, we're like, I don't know. It's like,
so
he's
true.
not that bad a guy, objectively.
But there's just something, and maybe because I know, like, from history, their relationship, there was definitely a rub in it. So, I don't know. Yeah.
Depends which history you read. That's the I'm
saying. There you go.
I'm sure if Darnley was here to actually defend himself, he'd be like, listen, mate.
So true. Mate.
He's British.
Mate. Yes.
All right. Is there anything else to the episode that we should touch upon before?
I don't think so. It was just a great episode. I think they're really, really coming with it this season. Yeah.
I think they are. I think there's a lot of great stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure there's small things that, you know, that we didn't quite hit upon in great scenes. But that's what the comment section's for.
Yes.
I think we definitely hit the big stuff. But now let's get into Castle Corner.
All right. Castle Corner.
So this is a fan service because, and I didn't even realize it when I did this. I just did it off the cuff.
I know. I had to tell you.
At first, I was looking for Mongolian castles, uh-huh. which led me to Transylvanian castles, which is now Romania.
Right.
And I was going through it, and then I was like, oh, Bronn Castle, uh-huh. which is sort of the whole mythos of Dracula comes
yes.
from there and whatnot. So that's our castle today.
Yay!
And it happens to be a well-requested
yes,
one.
Yes, there's a fan on Twitter who requested this. So here you go, girl. This one's for you. All right, so the Castle of Bronn was established as a fortress by the Teutonic Knights as part of a defense system against the Mongolian invasions. The castle was built in a very strategic location up on a steep cliff within the narrow Bran Gorge on the passageway between Transylvania and Wallachia in old Romania. In 1407, Bran Castle was given by the Roman Emperor Sigismund of Luxembourg to his
ally. It looks like
Sigmund,
but there's like a lot more eyes and cheese.
Yeah, exactly. To his ally, Prince Mircea of Elder of Wallachia, I think, in return for his loyalty. After the death of the Romanian prince in 1419, Sigismund gave the castle to the Princess of Transylvania. Contrary to the popular belief, Bram Stoker's character Dracula did not have any connection with Bran Castle. Vlad the Impaler, the Wallachian ruler, who may have been the inspiration for Dracula, was only connected to Bran through an alliance during his first reign. The Princess of Transylvania asked him to handle the anti-Ottoman resistance at the border. In more modern times, the Castle of Bran became the summer residence of Queen Mary of Romania, who did a lot of remodeling and renovations to the old fortress, transforming it into a beautiful castle that we see today. So cool.
We got to get different names for queens. There was a Queen Elizabeth, Queen Mary.
I know.
Prince Charles. Like, let's I think we can come up with something
exactly.
better.
Exactly. Something new. Something better. But I like this castle. I would actually like to go and visit it, just for the history's sake and all of that.
It looks very much like a Dracula's castle.
Yeah,
I know
it does.
That, like, you know, here's the thing. I think any time that there's, like, any speculation, just because, like, the speculation makes it truthful.
Right.
In some sort of weird way, you know? So,
I mean, Vlad the Impaler, he was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I imagine Dracula's castle to look like.
Definitely.
It's a very nice castle, though.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely check it out if you're in Romania.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's it. Yep.
All right. Predictions?
Oh.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
All right. I've been watching on the CW app, so I don't get the previews.
Yeah, same here. I don't get the previews either.
It's a great app. I just don't get the previews. So with that, I have to kind of create my own. I think we'll find out more with Claude, Leith, and Luke.
Mm-hmm.
I do think we're going to get a return to England.
Yeah.
You know, I think by not seeing it in this episode, I think we definitely at least check in. Maybe not a big storyline, but if nothing else, I myself am very curious about Gideon because we last left with his daughter very sick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know, I'd like to think we all like Gideon enough to sort of see this through,
yeah.
and whether happy or sad, but I just want to know.
Okay.
And then obviously Darnley and Mary. It's a fun relationship to see play out.
Okay.
So
I like it. I actually think we are going to go back to England a little bit in the next episode. I think word is going to reach Elizabeth that Mary wants her crown, especially from that whole speech Mary gave to her clansmen about, you know, Darnley and all of that. I think word is going to quickly reach Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as far as back in France, I think we'll get even more explanation into the whole Charles situation and exactly where that's going. And I could see Narcisse coming up with some sort of evil scheming plan to make sure that his son still stays with Claude.
No.
Even if it's, like, somehow getting rid of Leith. Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye. Yeah. This poor guy just can't win. Just
can't win.
Why you
want to
kill him off?
I know, exactly.
But then we're killing... I don't even want to kill Luke. Like,
no.
Just let him go somewhere.
Yes. Like, let's just figure this out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. What a harsh note to leave on.
Sorry.
Either way, I'm excited. You know, Will has told us that that Megan is a great director, that she really works with them. So I'm excited, you know. If there's anything that I fear, it's that Catherine won't be as much of this episode. You know, because sometimes actors like to not necessarily have themselves in the episode too much so they can focus on actually directing.
Right, yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know. You know, I think she's strong enough to do both at the same time. You know, but But we'll see.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch the episode, and I can't wait to have her in studio.
That's right. We got two of the writers.
Yes.
And her. So it's going to be a packed house full of goodness.
Absolutely. And don't forget to tweet us your questions. Should we have like a Rain AfterBuzz hashtag?
Sure. Hashtag ABTV Rain.
There you go.
Right? You guys can spell
there
that.
ABTV Rain. All one stop.
Rain like the TV show.
Exactly.
Not the other kind. I think, that's about it.
Yeah, that's it.
Follow at Alina Vision.
Yep, two S's. Don't forget.
That's right. At AfterBuzz TV, hashtag ABTV Rain. You can also tweet directly with the Rain Writers, at Rain Writers.
Yes.
Very simple, these things.
Yeah.
Keeping it simple.
Keeping it simple.
We'll actually, I know it's been a little bit, for those of you who tune in live, and I know a lot of you guys will probably want to tune in for this one live.
Right.
We'll have the chat going as well,
yes.
And that way you guys can participate. That'll be on at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I know we flip-flop times and whatnot, but that will be 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sunday, whatever the heck next Sunday is.
March something.
So there you have it. Thank you guys, as always, for joining us. Let us know your thoughts of this episode. Don't just write in how excited you are. Obviously, we know you're excited, but let's also talk about this episode because this was a great episode.
I know they always have the best comments on Twitter, on YouTube, everything. We love reading your comments, responding.
That's right. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. So thank you guys. We'll see you next week with a lot of special guests.
Yep.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.